Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Thank Ruck, it's Friday. Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, like the little brother to the main podcast, which comes out every Tuesday. This on a Friday is us, myself, Tim, JB.
Hi, Tim.
And Phil.
Hi, Tim.
Looking ahead to the weekend's action, and we've got a banquet of rugby on, internationals and the Premiership. So it's we're doubling up now on the prediction league.
Double header.
Phil, recap what happened last weekend with our predictions and where we stand in our prediction league.
I daringly and boldly picked all of the favourites to win, and they did. So I moved into first place.
Wow!
Well done, you.
I backed Ireland and Russia.
Russia, who both lost.
Yes.
So I'm in first with 23. Cocky, you slip into second with 21. Jay got everything right apart from Fiji, who you said would be
Italy. Because they were cheated, weren't they? They were cheated by that guy. I won't re-accuse him of what I've accused him of.
So 23 to Phil, 21 to me, and Jay is on
11.
Oh. But let's go with internationals first then. Phil, lead us away. What's happening? What are the games and what are the odds?
Wales, Tonga. Wales, obviously.
Wales.
Heavy favourites.
I'll go Wales.
Yeah, that's
three for Wales. Chalk that up, three for Wales.
Not that good against the Islander teams, though.
Few injuries as well for Wales.
Yeah, but more importantly, we keep on losing silly games to them. Ever since Western Samoa, we've just not been the same team.
Very interesting second game, Italy-Argentina.
Mm.
Now that is interesting.
Now the bookies have Argentina as very slight favourites.
Argentina.
Oh, Phil, what are you doing?
Pick the favourite, Phil, that's what you usually do. Just look at his favourite and pick that one.
While you're thinking about it, Phil, let me just briefly say, because I didn't actually say, the way this works is the bookies have a favourite, the bookies have an underdog. If we back the favourite and they win, we get a point. If we back the underdog and they win, we get 2 points. We can pick a joker or a wild card for double points. There we go. So I'm going to go Italy, for just because it's double points and it's a close thing. I'm just going to go Italy.
I'm going to say Argentina. I don't think Italy looked particularly impressive last week.
No, they didn't.
Against Fiji. Next match, Scotland-Australia.
Oh,
gee, let me think. Even with their suspended players, Australia.
Jay?
Australia, please.
Australia. France-South Africa.
Oh, wow.
What now, a game. I can't wait to watch this.
8 p.m. tomorrow evening. Now,
That's a good time to have it on, exactly when X-Factor's on. What a load of tripe that is. Get France-South Africa on. That's a quality bit of Saturday night entertainment. That is
imagine the forwards battle. France beat New Zealand up front, and they're playing against one of the biggest pack, well, the biggest pack in world rugby.
But the little squat, powerful Dominguez.
Yeah, Thomas Domingo.
Domingo, sorry.
Nicola Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas Mass. Compact props.
South Africa should have lost to Wales. There's no two ways about it.
Three tries to nil when they played Wales.
Should
have, could have, would have.
The only downside to this game is I don't think the scrum is going to be adjudicated correctly because Wayne Barnes is in charge.
Oh, no.
He's already demonstrated that he doesn't understand scrummaging. South Africa, our favourite. I'm going to say France to win.
I've got to go with South Africa's power. I think front row, France can match them, but the back five in the scrum, I think, will be the difference for South Africa there. The back row is awesome.
I love France. Give me France.
France.
Oh, it's a stupid pick.
I'm thinking that about Italy now, but you can't go back. Next up.
Ireland, New Zealand.
New Zealand.
New Zealand to go the whole of the calendar year, unbeaten.
And after beating England, New Zealand are now operating at 450%.
Is that right?
this is Steve Hansen saying that they want to get 15% better each game.
And Ireland look pedestrian at New Zealand all the way.
Yeah.
There's not even a debate, is it?
And the final game that I've picked, because those are the five big games this weekend, the final one I've picked, Romania-Fiji.
Ooh.
Now, Romania have had two good wins. They beat Tonga and they then beat Canada.
Wow.
Those are good wins, actually, aren't
they? Very good wins,
Back in the 80s, Romania were an emerging force and never got any help from the other European and world nations generally. And I think it was actually Romania getting left by the wayside that actually was the catalyst to mean that when Italy started emerging, they brought them under the wing of the Six Nations. So, interesting. It's good to hear they're coming back.
In the French leagues, haven't they? So, I am going with Fiji.
I'm going with Fiji as well.
I'm also going to go for Fiji, but I'd like to see Romania continue to develop. And if they can get something out of the game, even if it's a close game, that'd be very good for the sport.
Which way are these wild cards going?
So, Jay, you can pick first.
Wild card me front, son. Need those points.
Tim?
Wild card me Australia.
And I'm going to say New Zealand. Boring.
Well, as we say, it's a double week, so international rugby we've got plenty to look forward to, but Premiership rugby returns, thank God. Really, other than playing a few youngsters and fringe players, what is the point in the LV Cup?
To promote the services of Liverpool Victoria. That's the only, only thing we get from it.
Here we go then with the Premiership. Go, Phil. Friday night we've got...
Sale Worcester, Friday night.
A Sale.
I will be there watching that one. Worcester, I think, sadly, I think are down already.
Yeah, unless there's some...
I know I've said this over and over again, but why does Dean Ryan have a job? I mean, why does anyone who owns a rugby club think it's a good idea to put Dean Ryan in charge of the rugby
I thought it was, I'll be honest. I really thought it was a good appointment.
Why? How? How did he come to this conclusion?
Because he seemed to do a decent job with Scotland's forwards.
Yeah, I can see maybe that.
And also, I have to say, as a pundit, think he's a very astute tactician.
I think he's a mentalist. When he had money to burn in Gloucester, he didn't achieve anything. I think
you say that. They finished top of the league on 1 year. I know they didn't win the playoff, but I think he didn't do a bad job at Gloucester.
He didn't win it, and he had arguably the best team. He either left or fired from USA. He ended up as Scotland forwards coach. He's just... if that's going to appoint someone as a coach, why Dean Ryan? You've got all those up-and-coming coaches out there currently in the system. Why Dean Ryan?
I'm going to defend him. I thought it was a good appointment. Something's really not working there.
Yeah, Dean Ryan.
They have lost some good players and haven't replaced them with particularly good players. And the players they have replaced them with, like that... Argentinian hooker Creevy, he's not available, he's injured.
Yeah. Really interesting stat about their academy system and how many players play for them, which is hardly any. Whereas you look at the Exeter team, it's all academy stuff. So there's also something in that.
Sale Worcester, it's going to be, for me, home win. Sale Sharks will win.
Yeah, favourites.
I'll say the same.
They lost those two home games. Lost at home to Newcastle and lost at home to London Irish. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Ooh,
Saturday then...
Exeter Saracens. Saracens favourites. Now I think this will be an interesting game because it depends how many of the Saracens players who've been away on international duty will actually come straight back into the team.
Just the strength of depth. Oh, mind you, Exeter don't have anyone missing except for maybe Vanacolo and one or two others.
Yeah, Vanacolo will be missing. Who's got two tries really against France.
Cracking tries.
But they've got other wings. They've got Tom James and Matt Jess.
I really want Exeter to win, but I think Sarries will.
I think Sarries are going to win as well. I'm going to say Sarries.
Come on, Exeter.
I think Sarries will win, but again, I think it'll be quite close.
Did you receive the text I sent you with the Exeter celebration?
I did.
Yeah.
I won't ruin it, but maybe we will put it on Twitter later, or maybe we'll open up a Vine account just for this one celebration.
I think we should open up a Vine account for that celebration, and I think we should talk a bit more length on it on Tuesday's podcast.
Length, is that a pun?
Listen to Tuesday's podcast and you'll find out about the...
Exeter length.
The Exeter length. and the unique celebration. Yeah. We're all going for Saracens and all hoping Exeter to do well. Quinn's Gloucester, isn't it?
Yep.
That's another hard one.
Home win.
Home win for me, definitely.
And more than that, here's a prediction. I predict Tim Molinar will start for Quinn's.
Mm.
And Tim Molinar will show Gloucester exactly what they're missing. They let him go. He's been a fringe player, hasn't really been involved for Gloucester, and Billy Twelvetrees came in, and they've got Henry Trinder and Mike Tindall. I think they should let Tindall go.
Yeah, he's absolutely kind of had his day.
Send him out to pasture, and I still think Molinar has something to offer, as he showed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Mm. He's a bit different than Molinar, isn't he, to the stereotypical Quinn's player, which usually has long blonde hair, dyed bleach blonde hair, and like very steppy, young, usually under 20.
He's got deceptive gas, but the guy could run through brick walls.
It's always an asset, I guess. I am going to go with Quinn's.
Even though you keep saying that Gloucester are about to explode.
Yeah.
Implode. no, not a Quinn's or not.
OK. Leicester, London, Irish.
Oh, yeah. This will be a wild card game, won't it? Although, again, will Leicester... I've had a lot of internationals off, and we saw it to them against Wasps.
And they're only sixth in the table.
They've had a lot of injuries. If London Irish are going to play them any time, this is the time to play them.
That's true, actually.
They've not gone there. London Irish have not even got close to enough.
Even with James O'Connor?
The only place that they have any advantage is in London Irish is in the second row and at fullback.
James O'Connor will have spent 3 weeks charging himself up on Jaeger bombs.
Mm.
He will be ready to go.
He'll be raring. And he'll be in high spirits too, because he's not the only Australian which is in a hot water at the moment.
He'll be on high spirit, on spirit. I think that's what you actually mean.
I hope that he's joined by Mike Phillips there sooner rather than later. What a troublesome halfback pairing!
What a great showcase of your talents as well, Mike Phillips. He's a free agent, and last weekend
he's awesome.
Yeah, played so well.
What a way to put yourself in the shop window.
Yeah.
Anyone want to give me some money? Anyone. he'll find a job.
I think you got a really good call there, that it will be closer than maybe I thought. When you just look at the names, Leicester and London Irish, you assume it'll be one-way traffic. But yeah, you're quite right. Although I'd still go for Leicester at home.
Yeah.
Leicester at home, Leicester.
Yeah.
This one, well, again, it depends how many internationals they're missing, but even so, they still look pretty good. Northampton, Newcastle.
Dylan Hartley's bruised lung.
Northampton, Newcastle. Northampton.
Northampton.
Yeah, Northampton.
Here's the one that I think will stir up the most debate. It's the game on Sunday.
Yes, Wasps, Bath. Now, Wasps are slight favourites.
Bath, give me the wild card.
Bath, wild card.
Definitely. Absolutely 100. Good will keep it close, because he's ace. But Bath are just too big up front. Bath are a monster pack.
Even with the trouble in the camp.
Kyle Eastman, yeah. It's been a bit of trouble.
Bath's strength is that huge pack.
And Banahan's moved into the centre and he looks really good.
Banahan. Well, apparently he had a really good game.
Yeah.
But I just think
in the LV Cup.
Yeah, but I just think he's a bad George North. That's it.
He's a cart horse.
And I don't like his tattoos.
He's got a tattoo now on his quad.
Oh, how wonderful.
He's got a new quad tattoo and it's of someone's face, I think.
Obviously. So, I mean, what else would you put on your quad?
I'm going to go for Wasps at home.
There was a little while in Broughton Park, my club, where some of the young lads started tattooing legend to their foot. And when you used to... literally about three of them. One of them was your winger now, Jamie Harrison. You've seen this?
Yes. Right. I saw it the other day for the first time. I was like, what the hell is that?
Do you know why? Ask him. And he'll say, it's because it's my leg end. That's why it's there. Three of them have got the same tattoo.
Oh, my God.
You're joking.
No, this is a true story. And this is the game that we play now.
Fair enough.
I don't know if this podcast or just the game of rugby can recover from that revelation.
It is a shock, isn't it? It's like finding out the mayor of Toronto smokes crack. It's that kind of shock.
It is. This will be the moment when people look back in years to come and go, what was the point when rugby union changed? And this will be the moment. They'll teach this in the history of rugby.
It's when it all fell apart.
Oh, God, that's horrible. I'm going for Wasps at home.
I'm going to say Bath away.
Yep. Wild card time, JB.
Bath.
Yeah, you've gone for your joker on Bath.
I will play my wild card on Northampton at home.
I'll play mine on Quinn's
at home. Concluding, well, loads of good rugby to thank God we got rid of the LV Cup.
Do you see that
plenty more rugby to look forward to? We'll be watching it. You will be as well. And we'll see you Tuesday for the next instalment. Right, a bit of rugby okey to play us out then. You picked last time, JB. Phil, what do you want to have singing us out?
can I just choose Corbusiero?
Yeah, of course you can.
Keep it kind of quiet. People on a diet. Scrum is straight, term is right. I don't deny it. Test me, try it. Style, you don't buy it. I'ma grab the microphone and start to fly it. Up, up, high. Grab the mic and make you cry. Told you before, we represent L.I. London Irish, you can't deny this. So, so sick of tenants, you can't buy this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.